Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, where we're being joined by the head coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dawes girls basketball team, Ashley Kaler, as the Cowgirls are preparing to start their season. First of all, Coach, I just want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, thank you guys for covering us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Just to get into some questions here, Coach, this is your first varsity girls basketball season for CGD. As a new head coach, what was your first priority when you took over this program?
I'm just meeting the girls. I'm new to this community, so they have no idea who I am, and I have no idea who they are. So just getting to know the girls. We held some open gyms this summer, so I got to know a few of them. But just getting, you know, just getting that relationship built between coach and player, and just seeing, you know, who the girls are.
And kind of along those same lines, Coach, what has been the biggest challenge as you start to build this program back up, and maybe what's been the biggest surprise to you?
You know, the biggest challenge, I think, is just number wise. I mean, just getting girls out for basketball, you know, I mean, obviously they played it, you know, just JV schedule last year and didn't play varsity. And I'm new here. So I think the biggest challenge was just to have them see me and just to know me and get to know my coaching style. You know, cause no one, everyone's like, oh, who's the newbie kind of thing. So, just getting to see who I am and get here and just get, you know, start running with it and just have the girls get out for basketball.
And I know the season's young. You've had a few, just a handful of practices. But in those practices, what have you seen so far early on in practice as far as, maybe some players that are standing out, whether it's leadership wise or work ethic or skill development or just in general as the team, on the team?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think all of them, we have 17 girls out this year and, you know, all of them have brought in a great attitude. They're willing to work. They've answered every question that I have for them and they've stepped up to the challenges. I think our big, you know, focus is fundamentals, and just rebuilding what this team can be. And you know, we have 17 girls, but we have quite a bit of younger classmates on the team too, and you know, and some skill levels that, you know, are just starting out. So I mean, just building that fundamentals and just focusing on, you know, our effort and our growth throughout each day.
And Coach, when a program kind of restarts like this, the culture can sometimes be just as important as, you know, the X's and O's. What kind of culture are you trying to build in your first year with CGD girls basketball?
Yeah, we're trying to establish our identity as a team. You know, we want to play tough, we want to be proud, and we want to be together. That's the kind of the three things I've really hit hard. Just being proud to be, you know, a cowgirl and play tough each night out and just always play together. So I think those are the three things that we're trying to establish as our identity for this team.
What do you want from CGD girls basketball to be known for on the court?
I mean, just known for, you know, our toughness, togetherness, you know, and just coming out each night and getting better each night. I guess it's more, it's not less about the scoreboard, you know, it's more about the growth for the team. You know, are we improving each night out? Are we putting effort into it? You know, we have great attitudes. We play hard. We just do those little things correctly, and then things will start to come into place with that. So, I mean, we want to be proud together, and we want to be tough. So.
More with the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes basketball, Ashley Kaler, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes girls basketball, Ashley Kaler. And Coach, just to continue with the questions, the North Central Conference, it's known for having strong basketball programs. How do you prepare a kind of a restarting program to compete immediately in that type of conference?
I mean, just executing the little things. I mean, if we can execute the little things, and you know, we know each night is going to be a challenge. Each night is going to be some physical basketball and some great basketball out there. So if we can just execute that and we can just continue on growing as a team, and you know, just seeing improvement each night. I mean, I think that's a huge thing for us. We can't take steps backwards. We have to always take steps forward. And, just improving each night in fundamentals and, you know, in defense, communication, our effort. I mean, those things that we could control, and just keep focusing on that each night out.
And coach, as the season starts, what are some goals that you've set for this team as a lot of these players adjust to varsity competition?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I keep preaching like get better each night out. And that's huge for us. You know, we set individual goals for each girl, and just to keep executing those goals. You know, we always want to be focused on our fundamentals. We always want to be defensive sound. You know, we want to communicate, and we can always, you know, work on our effort. So those are like the main focus for this season is just the fundamentals, defense, communication, and effort. And those are like the main goals. You know, obviously, you know, you want to win games. Everybody does. But we have to execute those little things before those things can turn the right direction. So as long as we can execute those, focus on the fundamentals, defense, communication, effort. And, you know, we play tough, we play together, and, you know, we're proud. We're proud to be on the basketball court. They made the choice to be on the basketball court. So we're proud to be out there and, you know, getting better each night out.
Coach, for the fans and the community, what would you tell them about supporting this group as they take on a big challenge this year at the varsity level?
Yeah, I say, come out and watch us. You know, I mean, hopefully you can see that, you know, we're putting in the time, we're putting in the effort. You know, it might not be on the scoreboard. It might not notice it, you know, the moral wins, but like the wins are there by just executing it each night out. And we compete. I hope that they can see that we're compete. And the big thing is I really hope that they see that we're proud to play for them and play, you know, we're proud to have the Cowgirl logo on our front of our jersey, and we play together as a team, and, you know, we just execute every night out and, you know, have some fun while we do it. So I just hope the community comes out and cheers us on and, you know, shows us the support that these girls definitely deserve.
Coach, any final thoughts as we wrap up our interview today here on the Coach's Corner?
No, I just want, you know, say thank you. And, you know, I'm excited to be here at Clarion Goldfield Dows. I'm excited to have the opportunity to take this basketball team to the, you know, moving on up as we have it, and just get better each night out. So I'm really excited to get going and excited for, you know, how to see the season runs.
Coach, thank you again for taking the time to speak with me today on the Coach's Corner. The best of luck to you and the Cowgirls as you get set to start the season.
Awesome. Thank you.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dows Girls Basketball, Ashley Kaler, for joining us. There's more coming your way here on the Coach's Corner right after this.